I gave you some possibilities. Do we need to hear from God? What do we need to hear from Him? I put some things. We need comfort for times of heartaches. We need encouragement. We need Bible truth and doctrine. We need correction and challenge, especially if we've disobeyed God. We need God's mercy. We need God's forgiveness. We need instruction in righteousness. We need leadership and direction for life. So we need God's voice. We need to hear from God. Do we not? We need to hear from God. We're going to look at several things here. This is going to be kind of a mini series. We'll see how far it goes and so forth. God speaks to believers in various ways. Let me list six here, and you can write these in. We'll take them in this order, although there is some overlapping together as well. God speaks through the Holy Spirit. Would you agree? Of course you would. God speaks through the Holy Spirit that indwells every believer. God speaks through Scriptures or the Bible. He does. He speaks. My heart has heard God speak, haven't you? God speaks through prayer. We pray and we sense God's leadership as the Spirit of God. Of course, the Spirit of God is involved in all of these. God speaks or leads sometimes through circumstances, especially providential circumstances. If something breaks in your house, you need to fix. We got a broken appliance in our house. It won't work. The garbage disposal won't work. So that means I have to fix it. Anybody know how to fix it? I can fix it. It happens, right? Things tear up. There is a law of thermodynamics that says nothing improves. Everything deteriorates. Everything deteriorates. That's just the way it is. It's going to get broken. That new car, down the road of life, down the road, a few years, a few miles, it's going to get bad. My GMC that I'm driving right now, when I turn on the switch, all kinds of dash lights come on. Warning. I've ignored them so far. God speaks through the church. There's times when God leads through church and through believers in the church. God speaks through wise biblical counseling. Wise biblical counseling. All right. Since God speaks in different ways and different means, which of the following ways did God speak to man in the Old Testament? Check which ones that you think God spoke. We'll go through the list. Did God speak in an audible voice to people? Yeah, I gave you some scriptures you can learn. I think I gave you some. Did I give you scriptures? Yeah. God actually spoke. Can you believe that? Hearing the voice of God. Okay, that's checked. Did God speak through prophets? Sure. God gave prophets certain messages to give to people, to the Jews especially. We have the major and the minor prophets, of course. Did God speak through dreams? He spoke through dreams. What is probably the most common person who had all the dreams? Joseph had the dreams, right? Had the dreams of the stalks and the corn and so forth. Did God speak to man through visions? Yeah, God gave visions. Look at the major. Did God speak through a gentle whisper? God called Samuel, didn't he? Samuel. God spoke through that still small voice. Did God speak through miraculous signs? Boy, you guys are good. Did God speak through symbolic actions? Go through some of the things that Jeremiah, God said, do this, and Hosea was told to marry Gomer, and so forth. And it was all symbolic. The use of the Urim and the Thummim. I have a set in my office that I try to make decisions by. I'm not sure if they lit up or didn't light up. But anyway, so God spoke in many different ways, didn't he? Sundry times and in divers ways, God spoke to people in the Old Testament. And we're not going to look at the scriptures. You can look at those scriptures at your convenience. Now, let's see what I put on here. Yeah. How God spoke is not as important as the fact that God chose to speak. All right. Anything we know of God is because God chose to reveal Himself. If God had not chose to reveal Himself through Scriptures and other ways, we would know nothing about God, of direction and so forth. So God chose to speak, and so that's the important thing. Some things that we need to consider that we'll look at just for a moment. When God speaks to a believer, it will usually be unique to that believer. Unique to that believer. God doesn't speak to everybody. He speaks through certain things, you understand, but the circumstance around it is different. It's unique. When God called Moses to go and be the deliverer, He used a burning bush. I don't know if anybody else has used a burning bush, and God used that. When God spoke to Abraham, He spoke to Abraham about having a son. That was unusual. God spoke to Daniel through an angel of the Lord. God spoke to, I don't think I gave you all that. God spoke to Samuel's voice. God spoke to Joseph in dreams about the future. So God's, when He speaks, it's not always exactly the same manner. It's always scripture, you understand. I'm not saying that, but it's not always the same. How God leads that. And it's all about God wanting a relationship with us. God wants that closeness. It's personal. It's personal. A husband and wife have a personal relationship with each other. And that's close. It's personal. So God wants that personal, unique relationship with us. Salvation is like that, right? We all came to Christ by trusting Christ, but the circumstances of that salvation, we're all different. Different ages. Who got saved as a child before 10? Who got saved as a teenager? Who got saved in their 20s, 30s, 40s? Some of you are not that old, right? Okay. So it's sundry. Yes, Beth is. Sundry times and in diverse manners. So God's, it's unique. No one's had an experience that I know as Paul had on the road to Damascus, right? And so God works with us uniquely. He knows who we are. He wants that relationship. It's amazing that God can do that with all of us. It blows our minds down. Number two, God speaks to believers. When God speaks to believers, the believer needs to discern. That's very good. That's not the word I use, but that's exactly the word. Needs to understand or know. Needs to discern the voice of God. Why? Are there other voices? What other voices speak to us? I don't hear too many satanic voices, but my flesh speaks to me. Didn't your flesh talk to you? Yeah, that'd be good. You could enjoy that. That'll be okay, man. No one knows. Go ahead and do it. Anybody have that? Hear those voices in your head? I'm not saying you hear voices in your head. You come to me and you say, I'm hearing voices in my head. Well, we're going to check you out or something here. We're going to have to get some counseling. So there's that voice of the flesh. There's a voice of the world. Just bombards us with all, and through the media, all this bombardment of this is the way you're supposed to think and this is the way you're supposed to act and you're supposed to just whatever. There's just this voices over and over again. There are satanic voices. Satan is there to attack and try to hurt us and draw us away from the Lord. But when God speaks, we need to be sure it's God speaking and not listen to these other voices. When God spoke to Moses, Moses knew that it was God. Because God says, I put it in here, I am that I am. Moses, it's me speaking to you. So we need to be sure. You think people have problems discerning the will, discerning the leadership of the Lord? Okay, right? I think sometimes do. We got to be careful. Feelings? I know believers who go only by feelings. And that's what the world says. If it feels good, do it. If it feels good to you, if you think it's okay, then you do it for you. Wait a minute, that's not what the Bible says, of course. I was thinking back to the first point. I meant to share something. This idea of uniqueness. You ever had somebody come up to you with a Bible and says, hey, Tom, wow. Bob, I'm over here. Bob has to get up and move around. I said, hey, Tom, did you see this verse here? Did you see this? Isn't it great? I'm excited. Why isn't Tom excited? Delete that part, please. See, God speaks to my heart about a verse, and Tom's excited to a point that I'm excited, but God didn't speak to him about that verse. So there's that uniqueness. I've had that, haven't you? Somebody come up to, and I want to be excited for that person because they've seen Scripture and God has spoken. By the way, that's an encounter with God. Amen. That's what that is. That's an encounter with God. All right, let me get off of that. I just saw my note here, and I want to be sure I shared that. So God speaks to us. We need to sing His voice. You understand that, don't you? Let's say there's several babies over here in the nursery. And you hear this scream. And the ears of the mothers do what? And one mother's going to say, that's my child. I know that voice. I know that cry. And so forth. So a mother can detect that. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. They know me. And the way that we are sure that it's God's voice, we stay in the Word. The believer who doesn't stay in the Word in close communion with the Lord is going to maybe led astray with some strange voice. By the way, there's a religious voice out there too. Amen. You know, it's okay to do this. It's okay to live this way. So these voices, we got to be sure it's God's voice that we're listening to, not our feelings, not the flesh, not Satan, not the world. Thirdly, when God speaks to a believer, the believer needs to listen carefully. That's right, George. You got one right. To listen carefully. I thought this afternoon, throughout the life of Moses, God gave Moses some very detailed instructions, didn't he? Shake your head, yeah. He told him how to do the plagues. He had to listen carefully. Moses would say, huh? You ever had somebody say, huh? What'd you say? My wife will say something. I said, did you say something? I'm not listening carefully. We got to give God our undivided attention. I had a friend who was a teacher. Actually, he was a principal. He would talk to students. He would say, okay, student, give me your eyes. Give me your eyes. I want you to look at me and listen carefully to what I'm going to say. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. He gave him all the law. The entire book of Leviticus, which has 27 chapters in our English version, it's all about God speaking to Moses about how to do the religious, the laws, the sacrificials, the sacrifice, and so on. Can you imagine all that Moses had to remember? I wonder if he was writing it down. Do it on that stone tablet or whatever. He had to listen. The idea is that he had to listen carefully. 27 chapters. When God speaks, we better listen. Got to listen. We don't want to be tone deaf and turn God off. We need to listen carefully. There's something important that God wants to tell us. Sometimes when we know God is speaking, you ever in your mind argue with God? And I'm talking about Moses. I'm talking about you. Moses kind of questioned God, hesitated, but do we not do that sometimes? And so God's trying to share something through scriptures, or God's trying to do something in our hearts and so on. And we want to interrupt God. Say, whoa, wait a minute, God. God doesn't want us to interrupt you. He wants us to listen. Did Braxton ever try to interrupt you, Beth, when you're trying to correct him? I've seen him. Here's Beth and Paul trying to correct. He doesn't do it so much with Paul. Paul gets on to him pretty hard. But here's Beth trying to correct him. And I hear Braxton go, but Mom, speak quiet, Braxton. Listen to me, right? I'm glad you're here for that, okay? Fourthly, when God speaks to a believer, the believer must respond in faith and obedience. Faith and obedience. God doesn't just Let's say, he doesn't debate with us. He doesn't discuss things with us. He tells us, he gives us instructions over, and our response is to trust him. Faithful saints in the Old Testament responded to God, and that's the response that you and I need to have to the Lord. We need to respond. One of the greatest examples is what? God told Abraham, take your son Isaac, your only son, the son of promise, and sacrifice him unto me. And the Bible says Abraham obeyed. And you look at the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, it was by faith. He did what God wanted him to do in faith, believing that God could raise him back from the dead. That's a response. When God speaks and gives us instructions, we are to respond in faith, believing and trusting the Lord. Does God always reveal to us everything that we need to know?
Yes.
If, when?
He doesn't always reveal to us everything we want to know.
Okay, that's good. And he doesn't tell us everything that we need to know immediately, but eventually. Sometimes it's a matter of starting down the path of faith. I'm going in the direction God wants me to go, and God somewhere down the road of life will explain more and more to me. We do that. Yeah. Our response to God is not always a task. You understand? When God speaks, it's not always, well, God wants you to, God wants me to do this. It's not necessarily a physical task. It's something God speaks sometimes to the heart, about our heart, our attitude, our character, our decisions, so on. You understand? So it's not just about doing something. It's about what God is doing in our own hearts. Okay. Got a thought here. Oh, did I put all, I didn't give you any blanks at all. It's important how we respond. I just a thought about how people determine the will of God. I label these for myself. There's the chance. You ever try to decide God's will by some game of chance? The Bible talks about casting lots. You ever done anything like that? Anybody? You ever flip a coin? You ever open your Bible and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it, Lord. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the... Didn't help me. So some people have tried. Some believers have tried. Why is that bad? Because there's no attempt to hear the... We want to hear the voice of God. We don't know what God says to us through the Word of God. Then the providential way. I was discussing this with someone recently. There are those who say, well, if it's an open door, then that must be God's will. Yay or nay? Nay, Beth. I mean, nay, whoever. Can Satan open doors? Got to be careful about open doors. Open doors are not necessarily God's will, and closed doors are not necessarily not God's will, because God can open doors. We've got to be real careful. What we're doing, we're eliminating seeking God's help and listening to the voice of God and praying and seeking God's and just based on circumstances. Be careful. Be careful. And then anything goes. There are those who believe that God doesn't have a specific will for anybody, for his child of God, that God just kind of sets us in motion. And we go our way, we make our decisions, and they'll be okay. I believe God has a specific will for all of us. Don't you? Okay. All right. We have some time. Let's talk about God's leadership through the Holy Spirit. Any questions so far? Am I ahead or behind you? What if we don't have clear direction? You ever feel desperate? You jump and make a decision? You ever do that? Is that important? Is that a good thing to do? It's not. Better be careful. We've all made some rash decisions. And for different reasons at different times and so forth, without waiting on God, we see that in the scriptures. King Saul did that on a couple occasions. We just need to wait on the Lord. Continue down the same path until God shows us something different. God speaks through the Spirit. Amen. Back to Hebrews chapter 1, it says, I've turned from it. God in the past spoke by the prophets, but then he changes it. Hath in verse 2 says, hath in these last days spoken to us, unto us by his by his Son, when he hath appointed whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. When Jesus was on the earth, God spoke through Jesus to the disciples. Can you imagine the disciples actually had a personal encounter with God incarnate in Jesus? When they spoke to Jesus, they were speaking to God. Right? Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So they had this relationship, and that relationship God used Jesus in. But then when Jesus ascended, all that changed. He's no longer here. And that's when the Comforter came, the Spirit of God came, and the Spirit of God is key to all of our Christian life. It's the Spirit of God who reveals truth and reveals things about God. We'll look at that in a moment. And so it's the Spirit of God that indwells every believer and that gives leadership and guidance. So that's the Spirit leading us. We need that Spirit to lead us. God makes known His will to us and what He wants us to do. How does He do that? God, through that Spirit of God, opens our eyes, illuminates. We use the word illumination, not revelation, but illumination, not inspiration, but illumination. God illuminates our eyes and we see things. We look at God's Word and we see things we hadn't seen before. Wow, look at that. It's the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God gives leadership. The Spirit of God is how God speaks through the Holy Spirit. God speaks through His Holy Spirit, reveals the person of God. The Holy Spirit reveals the person of God. Man, I didn't give many of that. I didn't give many blanks at all. To Abraham, look in Genesis chapter 17, God revealed Himself as the Almighty God. His name. God spoke to Abraham, 22, chapter 22 is the chapter of the sacrifice of Isaac. God revealed Himself as Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. To Abraham again, he revealed Himself as Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my banner. To Gideon, remember Gideon? You'll find it says, God revealed Himself as Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. To Moses, He revealed Himself as the great I Am. So God chooses to reveal Himself and His name. He reveals His nature. You can see that He reveals His character. God chooses to reveal to us who He is. Is that important? How important, folks? Is it important? The more we know of the Lord, the more we'll trust Him and obey Him. I liked what Glenn gave in his testimony Sunday morning. Glenn is, how old is Glenn? That's what I said. He's in his late 70s, I think. He's 78 or 79. What did he say? Remember what he said when he gave his testimony of salvation? He said, the rest of my life I'm going to do what? I want to know more about God. Wow. Wow. He's not reached the end. He's not reached the level that he wants to. I'm pointing over here because that's where he was sitting. He was actually said from up here, but he said that I thought that's good because he wants to know the Lord. He wants to continue to grow. He wants to know more about God. He wants to know the person of God so he can be like the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we know. God reveals His person on purpose so that we might know Him, so we might trust Him. God also reveals the promises of God. Yes. The promises of God. The Spirit of God. John chapter 16, verse 13 says, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. It's the Spirit of God who not only reveals the truth to us, but then we are the promises, but also we are persuaded of those promises. If God makes a promise, the Spirit of God says, you can trust God because that is promised. So we can say with the Apostle Paul, I am persuaded. I am fully convinced that God is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. And so we have that assurance. It's by the Spirit of God who speaks to our hearts. You read Scriptures, all of a sudden you see a promise. Wow. And you embrace that promise. We take Romans 8:28 over and over again, that promise that God works all things out for His good. And we hold that promise and we believe that promise because the Spirit of God says it's real. And so we're persuaded that that's real. and we can face life. So God reveals His promises. The Spirit of God reveals His promises. The Spirit of God reveals the purposes of God. The purposes of God. Now, do we know what God's purpose is for this world? I saw a thing on the internet. I saw this guy talking. He says, the United States is going to digital money. Digital money that is traceable and that... You heard anything like this? Is this guy a kook or what? I don't know. And this money can be traced, and the people can be traced as to what they buy, when they buy it, and so forth. And it can be, it's a matter of controlling people. Anybody hear anything like that?
It's called a credit card.
Maybe that's what he's talking about. I think he was going to tell me that I need to buy something from him or so forth, but I didn't get to that point. God has a purpose for mankind, right? He's working. God has a purpose. God has a purpose. Everything that He does, He has a purpose. And we can see that. And God's Word has revealed that purpose to, or some, at least a general sense of that purpose, so that we can do what? So that we as believers, God's Word is not just given to us for information. It's given us so that we can join Him in what His purposes are, so that we can do what we ought to be doing. And what should we be doing? Noise. We should be living for the Lord. We should be following God's leadership. We should be serving Him. We should be reaching out to the world. We should be witnessing for Christ. We should be winning the lost. So God has purposes. God is not willing that any should perish. So we need to understand His purposes. The Spirit of God reveals that to us. And then we are to join with the Lord in what God is wanting to do. I'm getting some blank stares at me. We good? I don't know, George. Promises. Number two, God reveals His the promises. The Holy Spirit reveals the promises of God. Sorry? Reveals the first one. The third one is purpose. The purposes. Then lastly, the Spirit of God reveals the plan of God. What I mean by this, how God plans or wants to do things, that refers more to our own personal lives. God is trying to reveal and show us His plan for our lives. God has a plan. God has a plan. I like what somebody says. Christian living is not what we want to do for God, but what God wants to do through us. Tom and Lynn are going to go over, I mean, they're going to do something for God. Or are they going to Armenia so that God can do something through them? There is a difference there. Our service doesn't impress God. Bless Monique Lindsay's life. We've met her and she's been here in our church. And I think she has that desire for God to use her. She's not going to do something for God. I'm going to do something for God. No, God, I'm going to go and let You use me as You so see fit. And I think that's the way to do it. Do we need to know God's person? Person, promise, purpose, and plans. And it comes by the Spirit of God. As we experience the Lord, as we listen to His voice, the Spirit of God speaks. I've never had an audible voice. Have you? I know you haven't. I've not had a vision or a dream. So I've met some people who had or said they had. But I know God speaks to my heart by the Spirit of God using the Word of God. Don't you? God speaks. God's Spirit speaks. The Spirit speaks to us and reveals what we need to know. So God does speak, but we need to be listening. And in order to listen, we've got to be sure that we're right with the Lord and we're in fellowship with Him as well. All right, I'll stop there tonight.